It's time to get real with Mike Murphy. Take off the blinders and wake up to what is going on in the world. Mike is sharing unfiltered truth so you, the listener, can make your own decisions and cut through the noise of what mainstream media is saying. Mike is bringing you real news, real problems, real solutions, and real hope. Question everything. Open your mind, own your power, and get real now with Mike Murphy.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and it's the Get Real News Hour, and I'm your host, Mike Murphy, and we're brought to you by Transformation Talk Radio. We have David producing the show in Seattle today. I'm up here in outside of Butte, Montana, which I flew in last night. Last week, I was in Cincinnati, Ohio. I flew back to Palm Springs on Saturday and flew up here Sunday night. We had a couple good shows last week. If you didn't see it, the Monday show was all about the creation frequency. So if you'd like to know how you can really improve the quality of your life, bring all of your dreams into your physical reality, it's a very unique but simple practice that we teach in the creation frequency. You can learn it all online on YouTube, and there's a free app that you can download. So I encourage you to do that. If you're not getting everything you want out of your life, it's not everything you dreamt of, I really encourage you to do that for your own personal goals and dreams of your life. Then on Tuesday, we had Dane Whittington of geoengineeringwatch.org. A very, very interesting conversation. We talked a lot about these crazy fires that are going on right now. Then Wednesday, I tried a unique experiment that I'll probably never do again, but we broadcast live from a restaurant in Kentucky with some friends of mine where I grew up. So anyways, that was last week. And now here I am in the middle of nowhere in Montana, about 45 minutes outside Butte. I think it's called the Rock Creek Cattle Ranch, and we came here to play golf. So I already played once today. My boys are still out there playing, so we're going to cut the show a little short today. It's going to be a 30-minute show so I can get back out there with them. And then I'm going to take tomorrow and Wednesday off, and then Monday, and then on Thursday I fly to Michigan, so I'll be flying back all day Monday. So I won't be back live till Tuesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, but we're going to have a great show, lots of news and lots of breaking things. So it was interesting flying in here last night. Flying in general is a lot interesting now with everybody wearing their mask and all that nonsense, but we'll get into that in a second. But man, I'll tell you, like, there wasn't a cloud in the sky and you could not see the land below us until we were probably about 500 feet because of the smoke from the fires. Now we're in Montana. There are no fires in Montana. It's coming from Washington, Oregon, and California. I've never seen anything like this, and I'm not even close to ground zero where these fires are going on. And I know, you know, I have a lot of family in San Francisco Bay Area, and they send me pictures all the time. It looks like the end of the world, and you can barely see the sun. The sun looks so weird. You can't see the sky at all. And I hate to think what it's doing to people's health, especially people that are compromised in their lungs and breathing. It's just got to be terrible. And so I know Seattle's bad and Oregon's terrible. And now I'm understanding that a lot of these are being set by Antifa. And perhaps others with whatever agenda. It could be the right wingers too. I don't know. I think the whole world is going insane. We're going to talk about that in a second and what we can do about it. But these arson, these fires, it's crazy. And if you watch the Dane Whittington interview, you'll see that the stuff that they spray out of these planes is just an accelerant in these forests. And it kills the trees, which creates more of an accelerant. So I don't know what's going to happen after all this mess is over. So the other thing is, I saw a video of yesterday, looked like some young guy, short guy, ran up to a police car and point blank fired at both the officers. And then I guess they had emergency surgeries and were hanging on for their lives. Looks like they're both going to make it. But the insanity of that. And then all the people, these Antifa people, Black Lives Matter people, whoever they are, they go down to the hospital, you know, chanting, "We hope you die. We hope you all die." And then they block entrances. So people, you know, the ambulance with someone having a heart attack can't get in. The whole world, in my opinion, is going crazy. I think it's by design. And we're going to get to what I think is the end game of what they're trying to do here. One thing I want to touch on is that last week was the 19th anniversary of 9/11. And, you know, I've spent hundreds of hours studying the truth about 9/11. And if you're one of the people that still believes it was 19 Arabs with box cutters, with a mastermind in a cave in Afghanistan, Osama bin Laden, then you're part of the problem. And I'm sorry, I'm through being a nice guy. I'm through being diplomatic. From now on, I'm just going to call it as I see it. I talk to so many people. And, you know, they'll say I'm crazy to believe that it was an inside job by the government in conjunction with Israelis and Mossad, MI5, MI6 out of Britain. There's no doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen. This was a huge event that was planned and for a number of different reasons. But people always say, oh, you're crazy, Mike. And I say, well, explain Building 7 to me. And every single time they'll say, well, what was Building 7? So if you don't know what Building 7 is, you shouldn't be watching this show until you go and learn what it is. And if you don't understand that there's thousands of architects and engineers that have come out and said it's impossible for those buildings to fall into their footprint like that, then you shouldn't be watching this show. You should be studying and learning. Because, see, everything is going on today, you know, you say, no, there's no way they would do this to us. There's no way government would do this to us. But when you understand who government really is and what they've been doing to us for a long, long time. And so, you know, I'll say, oh, that can't be. And then I'll go, oh, well, wait, 9/11. They did 9/11. Okay. And so any group of people that are that psychopathic, that soulless, that total disregard for human life, then that's who's running this world, ladies and gentlemen. And that level, they're only a small level. It goes very, very deep in what they're doing here. But you got to study 9/11. And then if you're brave, and then you study Boston bombing, you study the USS Liberty, which was attacked in 1967. You study how the Vietnam War was started. You can go and study Pearl Harbor. Everything is a lie. Everything is backwards, and we are being lied to constantly. And how do they get away with it? They own the media. They own Hollywood. So all the movies, all the TV shows, all the news, especially now that they got this 24/7 cable stuff, you know, is pure propaganda. You know, there's probably got 20-30% truth in there, and the rest is lies. They're selling us a story to get us to believe certain things so then they can do certain things. And so look at the world today. We got this COVID-19 craziness, right? We got the economy is about ready to collapse like you can't even imagine. They're just creating more and more trillions of dollars every day they create out of thin air, okay? And we just live our life like it's not going to have any problems whatsoever. The lockdown, wearing of the mask, the social distancing, the hand washing, I remember back, what was March or April, the run on toilet paper. Then we have the fires. And then you have this George Floyd and BLM and Antifa. And then the presidential election. So it's all taking us into one direction. And that's what I want to talk about today. And I'm going to give you two links. And I really, really, if you care about your life, if you care about living another year or two and with freedom, I really encourage you to watch these videos with an open mind. And they come from doctors, and they're very well-spoken. They're very well-educated. They have no agenda other than to wake people up to what's really going on. And we'll get into that in a second. But let's talk about the election for a second. Here's how I see it. First of all, I think Trump is in on this deal. You know, I know there's a lot of Trump supporters out there. You know, there's a lot of Trump haters. You know, I don't know if it's 30%, 40%, or 50% of people. I mean, they just hate, and I know a lot of these people. I mean, they just hate this man. And they think I'm a Trump supporter because I repost a lot of articles on Facebook because I just want to get people to wake up. So I'll post an interesting article with, and I don't tell people my opinion. You know, I just repost an article, or I post an article that I find that I think is interesting, that I think that if people read it correctly and take the time to understand what's going on, it's going to help them to wake up to the truth. I don't think it's going to happen that frequently. I think most people, especially in this country, in the United States of America, are sheeple. They've drank too much tap water with too much fluoride. They went through the education system. They've watched way too much TV, way too many movies, way too many Fox News and CNN, and they're brainwashed to believe stuff that's not true. And they never question anything. And until we start to question everything, we're never going to know the truth. So we just take a position. We blindly, if we're attracted to Sean Hannity, we just spew his bullshit. If we're attracted to Rachel Maddow, we just spew her bullshit. You know, if everybody around us hates Trump, we hate Trump. We never think. We're not critical thinkers in this country. And that's the education system. We're taught to, you know, they tell us what is the truth. We memorize it. We come back and we take a test. We regurgitate it. And then we forget about it. And that's what I see in this country. You know, these masks make absolutely no sense. And there's so many doctors that will tell you this right now. But if you're getting all your information from Dr. Fauci, then you believe that the masks are going to save lives. And you believe that 180,000 people in this country have died from coronavirus, even though the CDC says it's less than 10,000. So it's all just buying a story and a perception. And I think in America, if you look at Australia, if you don't know what's going on in Australia and New Zealand, I think it was like, was it 3 or 4 or 5 years ago? They had a big, probably a false flag where some armed guy, I'm not saying he didn't kill people, but for what purpose? Okay. Because what happened after that is all the New Zealanders gave up their guns. So they have no guns. Well, now, because of COVID-19, they are so locked down. It's not even funny. If you're not following this story, because I believe that's a beta test, what's going on in New Zealand, Australia, for what's coming here to America. And people are being arrested. They post on Facebook that, you know, let's have a rally, let's have a protest. They come and arrest them. Take them right out of their house. I saw a pregnant woman being arrested, dragged out of her house. And that's what's going to happen here. They're already getting censored. In October 1st, Facebook has new rules. And if they don't like you, they just take it down, they kick you off, and boom. And the censorship on YouTube, I mean, I have very few followers, very few subscribers. I don't say anything crazy. And we've already had two shows taken down. So censorship and what's coming here, and, you know, where it's going to get crazy in America is you've got 120 million plus Americans with 300, 400 million weapons. So that's where I think they're taking us. So here's what I see is going to happen. One, as we get closer and closer to this election, things are going to get crazier and crazier and crazier. This Antifa and this BLM is not going away. And all these sports athletes supporting these people. I mean, really? Do you really know what you're doing? Besides shooting yourself in your foot. But if this is the end of civilization, I guess it really doesn't matter. And so I think Trump's going to win on election night. It's going to be a pretty big victory, landslide. But they're going to say, hey, time out. You can't declare victory because we still have tens of millions of absentee ballots that have been just blanketly mailed. OK, I mean, we used to have an orderly process that, you know, it was OK to do an absentee ballot. You get it in advance, you sign it, you mail it in. Well, all those rules are going away. They're just going to get inundated. They're going to have ballots coming out of their ears, and they're going to say, oh, that one's gone. It's going to be like 2000 Gore and Bush, if you remember that, the hanging chads and all that. So in 2 or 3 weeks after the election, after more rioting and craziness and probably the beginning of a civil war, then they say, oh, no, Biden won. And then all hell is going to break loose. Or they're never going to resolve this election. And Trump's not going to leave. And I don't know what's going to happen. It's just going to be terrible and ugly. So that's one scenario, right? The presidential election is going to create a lot of drama in this country. Second thing is going to go on is this economy is going to collapse. I believe they're probably going to try to lock us back down, shut us back down. They're not giving up, ladies and gentlemen. When I fly and I travel, you have to wear the mask on the plane. As soon as I get off that plane, I take the mask off, but I'm the only one. You know, once in a while, you'll see, you know, people. Tell me if this makes any sense. You go into a restaurant, you have a mask on, you walk 12 feet to your table, you take your mask off. What the virus knows is, I mean, come on, it's insane. And so I think they're going to try to lock us back down again. But where they really want to take us, and this is why I don't trust Trump at all, they want to take us to a vaccination. And that's the two links that we're going to give you at the bottom of this video tonight. Is one is a guy named Richie from Boston and his channel, YouTube channel. And he's interviewing a doctor, Carrie Madej, a very attractive doctor with great credentials. And she's going to tell you why she's been in meetings where they discussed how they're going to control humanity with an app. And so she could never figure out how they were going to connect the body functions to the app. They're talking about in Atlanta how they could control, you know, this was 2015. She went to a meeting and you got the CEO of Delta and you got all these big executives. They say, hey, listen, you know, Atlanta, you know, people think we're racist here and we're not that educated. We need to learn to control people's what they do, control them. And so we have this app and we'll be able to control them and we'll be able to hook into their bodily functions and know when they're lying and be able to control them and all kinds of bodily functions. They'll be able to, how you're breathing, how your voice is inflecting, whether you're lying or not. And so she goes, man, this made no sense to me. And everybody's applauding. I remember going to Tony Robbins. I used to be a platinum partner with him. And he's talking about this Google. I think the guy's name is Ray Kurzweil, Google, how they're going to have all this great stuff, right? But it's really turning us into machines, getting rid of the humanity, getting rid of the soul. And so she goes on to say, now that she studied the vaccine, is going to have all these biosensors in the vaccine, and it will go into our bloodstream and it will hook us up to an app on our telephone, and they'll be able to control us wherever we go, be able to control how we think, know when we're lying, on and on and on. And then if you look at the Microsoft, we covered this a few weeks ago, the Microsoft patent for ID 2020 vaccine, which ironically is 060606 is the last six numbers of it, 666, which is the mark of the beast in the Bible. If you've read about Revelation in the end of the times, that the mark of the beast is going to be on everybody. So the mark of the beast, the patent, is they will reward you for good behavior with cryptocurrency. So they're getting rid of cash. You can see that everywhere. They want to get rid of cash, and they want to put these biosensors and put these, hook you up to the cloud and put all your money in your bloodstream. And then they'll give you a tattoo, okay, with a number on it, and they'll just scan you. You know, you'll go to 7-Eleven, you'll buy a bottle of water, and they just scan you when you leave and it comes out of your bank account. Well, think of the control that they're going to have when they can do that. And believe me, you got to watch these interviews. The other one is, the other channel is Veritas TV. Mel Fabregas has got a great channel, great guest. And he interviews another doctor, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Okay. And she's saying the same thing. These are real doctors, smart people. She's been studying vaccines forever. You got Robert F. Kennedy Jr. telling us the same thing. You have Dr. Judy Mekovits telling us the same thing. All these people are coming out here and saying, this is the end game. They're creating all these distractions. And what's going to happen? My God, people want their life back. You know, and what's going to happen is we're going to have a mess after this election. We're going to have riots, more riots, bigger riots. Instead of these fires are probably going to turn into floods because they can control the weather. So they're going to take, they burn the hell out of everything. Now they're going to flood the hell out of everything. More distraction, more stress, more worry, more tension. You got little children. You got families being kicked off of airplanes because you can't keep a mask on a two-year-old. You got kids studying from school, looking at a computer screen for 6 hours. The world is going nuts, ladies and gentlemen. It's all over a scamdemic, which was a plandemic to get us into this vaccine. This is their attempt to control us, which they've already done a pretty good job of doing. But now it's gotten away from them. The Ponzi scheme economy, this fiat currency, it got too big. They need a reset. And the reset, I believe, you know, think about it. They did 9/11 and they killed JFK. But you would never know that reading the history books today. JFK was killed by a lone gunman, Lee Harvey Oswald. Okay, which everybody that's ever studied this for more than 3 hours know is BS. Okay. 9/11, 19 Arabs with box cutters. Okay, with seven of which are still alive today, by the way. If you really study this stuff, it's insane what the whole nine yards. There's no plane in the Pentagon. There's no plane in Pennsylvania. The coroner's there for 20 minutes. He goes, why am I here? There's no bodies. Why did the FBI, explain this to me. You're so smart. Why did the FBI, the Pentagon, the most secure building in the world, cameras everywhere. Why did the FBI Go and take every camera. Take cameras out of convenience stores. Take them off of light poles. Take them off the building. Why can't we see that? Why did they take all these cameras? You know, and then like 5 years ago, they come out with a little two-second frame. And all you see really is a missile going into the building where the day before Rumsfeld had announced that they can't find $2 trillion. All the guys that were looking for the $2 trillion were right in that room where that missile went. And 29 out of 40 of them were killed. So, but if you watch movies today, it was 19 Arab. So what's going to happen? 2020, the great pandemic. Okay. COVID-19 came and killed billions and billions of people. How? COVID-19. But in truth, it's probably going to be this vaccination. I mean, they're having, you know, they're fast tracking this vaccination. And if watch these two interviews, they're doctors. I'm not. But Ray Charles can see where this is going and where it's heading. And the other thing that's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you prepare yourself for this, is they're going to get rid of cash. So, you know, everybody's a big proponent of cryptocurrency. I'm really not. I'm a big proponent of having some gold and silver. Gold and silver has always been money. I think you'll be able to barter for anything you need with gold and silver. I think it'll continue to go up, which has been going up quite a bit recently. You'll be able to buy stuff with it if you need. The other thing is, I think we're headed for food shortages. The quality of our food in today's world, all these GMOs, this is why Americans are so obese. It's not that they don't have discipline. The food is garbage. This processed food that comes out of box, we need fresh fruits, non-GMO, fresh vegetables, non-GMO, organic, not full of pesticides. We need good water, not this bottle crap. And we get well, but you know, they vaccinate these babies and all this autism. We studied that a couple weeks ago. We studied Vax and Vax 1 and Vax 2. So I just really ask you to watch these two videos. Get prepared for what's coming. It's going to get crazy and crazy and crazier. And if you're not prepared, start getting prepared. You know, buy some extra food. Buy an extra freezer. Be able to weather the storm and ask yourself, what are you going to do? I think most people, to get their life back, the way I see it, is they're going to say, I'll take the vaccination. Okay. And I think most people that take the vaccination are going to get really, really sick. I think we don't know what the effect of being hooked up to the cloud is going to have on us. We don't know all this nano stuff, this nanotechnology that they're going to put into our system. We don't know what that's going to do to us. So my advice is, get some gold and silver. Just even if you just 1 ounce silver coins, whatever you can afford, buy some extra food. If you watch that Richie from Boston video, he's linked up to Patriot Pantry where you can buy some prepackaged food. Grow a little garden, and you know, and be careful with this COVID-19 testing. They have these contact tracers now. The tests are totally proven to be unreliable. So many false positives. And it's insane. I watched a video just the other day of a young kid. He was, I forget which college kid. And as the police are called, and I think it was in Columbus, it might've been Ohio State, I'm not sure. Police are called and they say, hey dude, you got too many people. You can only have 10 here. He had 20. Give us your ID. They run his ID. And on his driver, when they run his ID, it says that he's tested positive for COVID-19. And they said, dude, you tested positive for COVID-19. You got all these people over here. They said, well, most of them have COVID-19 too. Now the guy is perfectly normal. Okay. I mean, he's not coughing. He's not sneezing. He doesn't have a fever. You know, he's having a drink and a beer. He's having a party. They're playing ping pong. He goes, well, my friends are tested positive for COVID-19 too. It's all nuts, ladies and gentlemen. This whole thing is nuts. But most people believe it, and that's all it's going to take. For people to believe it, I'm going to be ostracized. People like me are going to be ostracized. We're going to, you know, never allowed to leave our home until we get the vaccine. That's how they're going to do it. You know, you can't fly without a mask. And pretty soon you won't be able to go to work without a vaccination. You won't be able to fly without a vaccination. And then you're going to need proof and you're going to need the ID and the tattoo and all that. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not taking it. So whatever I got to do to avoid taking it might mean I never leave my house again, but most people will take it. And most people will have to take it probably to provide food for their family. So I'm fortunate in that regard. Anyways, I hate to be so negative, but I really encourage you to watch these two videos. We'll give you the links below. I'll be back Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, 5 p.m. Pacific. We'll start covering all the news and hopefully find some more solutions and find a way out of this mess. All I can say, ladies and gentlemen, wake up, do everything you can to find out what's really going on, study the truth, and then try to wake up others. That's all. There's billions of us and just a few of them, and but as long as we all believe them, then they got us. So just go out, have a great week. I'll see you next Tuesday. And until then, just go out and do the very best you can and be well. God bless.
You've been listening to Get Real with Mike Murphy. We all need to wake up before it's too late. Learn to question everything, open your mind, and own your power. For more information on Mike and his work, visit MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.